free and unstructured play. It's vital for children. Research shows a connection between play and kids' social, emotional, and cognitive development. But playtime in America's cities is in decline. Hurried lifestyles, digital distractions, and overprotective parents have all helped create what some are calling a national play crisis. NPR's Eric Westervelt takes us to Berkeley, California, and one of the few adventure playgrounds in the nation.
9-year-old Ethan Lipsy clutches a framing hammer and a 9-penny nail. He's ready to hang his freshly painted sign on a wooden fork.
It says, Ethan, Hudson, and Lillian were here. There's a lot of things that kids built, and that kids built. It's not adults doing work, it's kids doing the work.
That could be the motto of Berkeley's Adventure Playground. There's a semi-orderly, beachside junkyard feel here. Nothing fancy or slick. It's a half acre of dirt and quirky chaos hugging the Berkeley Marina on San Francisco Bay. Kids, grab a bucket and brush. You can paint on almost anything here except each other. Grab some wood and nails. It's hammer time.
Now there you go, inside one, and I'll push it down the slide.
Yay!
12-year-old Parker Swenson and his 7-year-old cousin Tyler eye the long blue plastic tubes. They climb inside, perfect for barreling down the hill here into the dirt.
Whoa, that was so awesome. I'm going again.
Nearby, 4-year-old Braden Swenson wanders into an improvised wooden shed, continuing his exhaustive search for gold and treasures.
Is there any treasure in here? I'm looking everywhere for them, and I can't find any. Is there any around here anywhere?
In an era of padded playgrounds and helicopter parenting, the Berkeley Adventure Playground stands out. In less litigious Europe, there are lots of these kinds of more free-range public playgrounds. They flourished after the Second World War. Europeans more readily embraced spaces for children to engage in what developmental psychologists call managed risk. But in the U.S. today, there are barely half a dozen adventure-style public playgrounds. There's the relatively new Anarchy Zone in Ithaca, New York, and a handful of others. Berkeley's place is run by the city's Parks and Recreation Department. But in many ways, this is Patty's place.
My name is Patty Donald, and I've been involved here at the Adventure Playground since its inception, about 35 years.
The playground's coordinator has been on a near four-decade-long crusade to promote kid-driven, hands-on play.
A lot of people learn by touching and feeling and doing, and they excel that way. People drive 2-3 hours to come here.
Staffers and parents keep a careful yet mostly distant eye on it all. If kids turn in wood with splinters or with a nail sticking out, called a Mr. Dangerous, they can earn paint and tools.
Yeah, good job, Allie!
5 full-time staff members handle everything from restocking the zip line's dirt landing zone to facilitating occasional wood paint and play activities. Here kids have to talk to each other, problem solve, and they get messy together. The kids' first zip line is a huge draw. Any child over 6 can just let it rip into a pile of dirt. There's no net. At its apex, the line is about 8 feet off the ground.
You want to go?
I climb up the zip line's wooden ladder to a crowded crow's nest-like perch waiting area. It overlooks the bay, all blue, calm, and sunshine on this day. But the kids aren't taking in the view. All eyes are on me. 6.5-year-old Rhiannon Edison seems annoyed that an adult is encroaching on the good ship zip line.
Wait, why are you here?
Why am I here? It's a good question. I'm doing a story on playgrounds and play and adventure playgrounds.
The kids give each other semi-reassuring nods. The adult with the fuzzy microphone can stay for now. I ask them a simple question. What do you like about this place?
I like the zip line. I like how it's very kiddish. I like how you can just paint on anywhere. It's very fun.
And I like how you land in the dirt, but the dirt's really soft. It's so soft that it just feels kind of like a pillow to me.
It's fun. Nice that you can build your own things.
I like how it seems like a kid made this whole place, but it's just all safe.
Then one of them zips away into that pile of soft sand.
You know, to fall in the dirt like this is just great.
Dave DeViro and his 11-year-old son Nicholas are in from Hawaii visiting relatives. They're tearing down swings in My City Is Dangerous, Dave says, shaking his head, adding, They won't even let kids drink out of a hose anymore.
Yeah, we're way overprotective. I want my child to experience that, you know, there is some danger in everything, you know? This is awesome. This is a neat little place.
This isn't some baby boomer nostalgia for an imagined past when a play in the woods or vacant lot ethos ruled. The fact is, play is in trouble. Recess time around the nation has been trimmed. And after school, play is now far more structured and controlled. Psychologist Dr. Stuart Brown is the founding director of the National Institute for Play. He says this kind of free-range fun is not just good, it's essential.
It's really central that kids are able to take their natural, intense play impulses and act on them and find in the environment the opportunity to engage in open, free play where they're allowed to self-organize. And it's really a central part of being human and developing into competent adulthood.
Adventure Playground Coordinator Patty Donald worries that today's kids are controlled, coddled, and overscheduled. And some parents, she says, are often too distracted to actively engage.
I find that there's a lot of adults that don't know how to play with their kids.
Wait a minute. What do you mean there are parents who don't know how to play with their kids? Just awkward and playing on their iPhones and are like, don't get that they can actually interact with their children?
Probably 75% of the parents that come in do that. The cell phone probably is the biggest problem that we have here, is that the parents are standing here, they're physically here.
But she says they're not really present.
Attention, Adventure Playground, it is now time to hand in all tools and paint. Please bring them up to the front tool counter.
Okay, enough work. It's time to play. I'm going to ride the zip line while recording myself. What could possibly go wrong? Any advice?
Point your feet towards the dirt so that the sand doesn't get in your underwear.
Hope you have fun.
All right, thanks, man.
One, two, three.
Woo! Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berkeley Adventure Playground. Whoa!